So mobile phone and computer screens can distract us from engagement in the real world. That's been especially true when it comes to video games. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on an innovative game that uses social networking and location technology to get players together in person.
It's not unusual to see someone out in the open looking down at his cell phone. But on a recent Sunday afternoon, as I walk into Republic Square Park in Austin, there's a cluster of about 100 people looking down at their phones.
It's a recursion event here, so we're just
incursion event? What? This man sounds insane, but he's not. His name is Ramsey Okla, and he and the others are gathered here to play a game together called Ingress. Two warring factions are standing here shooting virtual missiles at one another using an app on their phones. Both want control of this spot in the park, and in order to win, the players need to meet up in a real location, says Okla.
I'm actually from Oklahoma. I'm here for work right now. I flew in early.
You flew in early,
yeah.
So you could play the game.
Yeah.
Player Robbie Cable says he's made a lot of new friends.
A lot of these people here today that I'm meeting, I've been talking to for months. Being a global game, we have to interact with people not just locally, but all over the place. And it really brings people together.
Here's the basic plot of Ingress. Something called exotic matter, a virtual blue-green fog that can be seen on computers and mobile devices, started appearing at specific locations around the world at certain times. One side in the game, called the Resistance, believes this matter has been put here by a dark alien force. The other side, the Enlightened, thinks the substance holds the key to a bright human future. The two sides fight it out in real locations across the globe. Cable, a 29-year-old restaurant manager from Beaumont, Texas, says he's learned a lot about his community from the game.
I'm from a relatively small town. I was born there, and I didn't know until I started playing this game that Thomas Edison actually came to Beaumont and turned on the first generator to power the first electric lights, which I found out at a museum that is a portal here that I never knew existed before I played this game.
Cable, who was once a couch potato playing video game addict, says he's actually lost weight tracking down sites while playing Ingress. This is exactly what John Hanke hoped would happen when he created Ingress.
We wanted to experiment with this idea that you could use technology and mobile apps to actually pull people more deeply in touch with the real world instead of the opposite, instead of people tuning out the real world and focusing only on their technology.
Hanke runs Niantic Labs, a startup inside Google. Ingress uses Google Plus and YouTube, where there's a regular faux newscast.
This week on the Ingress Report, the Austin recursion anomaly brings with it a mysterious revelation.
And players can upload their own videos.
And know that the Resistance will continue to protect humanity from all threats, alien or otherwise.
One author of this video, Lisa Compte, is here at a bar in Austin where players are fighting to control territory while having a beer. Compte says they wanted to become characters in the official game.
We kind of forced our way into the plot. Like, that was that was how we started out, was, okay, we want to be a part of this.
In fact, the game's writers wove Compte and her pals' call to arms into the plot. Flint Dilley leads the creative team for Ingress. He's written for film, TV, and video games, and he says Ingress is a totally new writing experience.
And the story unfolds incrementally and daily. It's like news.
At this point, there's no end date in sight for Ingress. It's been downloaded 2 million times all over the world. Dilley says the players are not just an audience.
We view our players as they're not customers, they're our collaborators. They're part of the team.
Though Ingress certainly gets us away from our computers, it's not clear if it's actually getting us any closer to reality. I interviewed one of the players and I asked for her name.
Hi, I'm Team Captain Badgerpants.
Badgerpants. And what's your real name?
Rowan Badger.
Sounded odd, but okay. But then about 10 minutes later, she realized I was a real news reporter, not a character in the game.
Since it's not in-game, my actual last name is Hageman. In-game, I use Rowan Badger as my nickname.
Of course, Shakespeare famously wrote, "All the world's a stage and all the men and women merely players." Ingress takes the great bard's words to a new level. Laura Seidel, NPR News.